This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, former Wall Street Journal editor, and more, is going to be joining us to talk about the World War III implications we have with Russia and more coming up. Can America be saved? But first, let's have a little bit of fun with two great shorts by the amazing folks at the Babylon Bee. Here are two of those funny reports, and we'll be right back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of the deadly January 6th Capitol insurrection, where violent Trump supporters viciously murdered zeros of people and almost AOC. I'm reporting live in Washington at the annual reunion of those most intimately involved with the planning and execution of the attack, FBI agents. So what's it like to be back?
If I was indeed present at the initial attack, which I'm not saying I was, it's good to be back.
What precisely was your involvement last year?
I may have allegedly moved a barrier, which I didn't, but if I did, I then said, let's storm the Capitol, along with my colleague Steve, who I'm hypothetically happy to see again, allegedly.
Right. So what lessons can we take from the January 6th events?
They showed us how incredibly violent Trump supporters are in our fevered imaginations. When I was allegedly pretending to be a Trump supporter, it was very, very scary. It was terrifying. I imagine that they were filled with hatred and racism as they walked calmly through the Capitol taking selfies.
So what do you have planned for this reunion?
Oh, we're going to throw a frisbee, maybe barbecue some chini. Who knows? Maybe we'll get a few PBRs in us and go kidnap a governor, as we may have done allegedly in the past.
Is there anyone at this reunion who's not an FBI agent?
There's Jake. Jake!
I'm standing here with Trump supporter Jake, who was present at the Capitol riot. Jake, why did you decide to violently riot?
Well, we were taking our orders directly from President Trump, who is still the president. When Trump said that we should protest peacefully, what I heard was murder, kill, and destroy. And when he said that we needed to show strength, I understood that to mean, of course, that we needed to go steal a podium and then leave a poop on Nancy Pelosi's desk.
Wait, you did all that? And they didn't arrest you?
Oh, I got arrested. I spent some time in jail. But then I lied and said that I just burned down a car lot and stole some Nikes in the name of racial justice. And then they let me out on parole. You know, Kamala Harris, in fact, even raised some money to let me out. So
generous.
Yeah.
Very clever. Well, there you have it. If you'd like to see more January 6th coverage, be sure to switch over to CNN, where they will be covering it continuously, forever, until the end of time. Coming up next, we go live to the somber ceremony in which Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez lays a wreath at her own grave.
Noah. Who was he? What did he do? I mean, he saved all of humanity because he trusted in God and all that. But he did make a few errors in the animals he chose to save. So I've taken the task upon myself to list the top animals Noah should have pushed off the boat. First off, geese. I'm starting with the obvious one. Geese. Next, tarantula hawks. These guys will paralyze a tarantula, drag it back to their evil lair, lay an egg on it, drill a hole inside the spider, and then have their larva eat the inside of the tarantula for weeks on end, while the spider is still alive. On second thought, I can respect that. The tarantula hawk can stay. Then we have Pomeranians. No good Pomeranians going around yipping and thinking they're better than everyone. Cats. All of them. This one's a no-brainer. Though Satan would have probably kept them alive anyway. Bats. This whole pandemic could have been prevented. Come on, Noah. Insane Clown Posse fans. The world would be a whole lot brighter of a place. Then we have the skinny cows that produce skim milk. What is the point of these guys anyway? Joe Biden. If Noah had just tossed Biden off the boat, we wouldn't be in this predicament. Elephants. The future symbol of the Republican Party, full of hate and racism. Finally, Squirrels. Oh, I should have tossed the squirrels. They're definitely up to something. This is the definitive list of the greatest ARC offenders. If you would like to add nominations for my consideration in any future updates of my list, either leave a comment down below or write it on an index card and place it in the mailbox behind the burnt down Steak and Shake. I know how to...
I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. And that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game-changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, we have a very interesting and informative individual on with us. I'm not going to go over all of his bio, but he was once listed by Forbes Media Guide as in the top seven journalists in the United States. Paul Craig Roberts is, of course, with paulcraigroberts.org. He was also one of the editors over at the Wall Street Journal, an editor for the Wall Street Journal columnist for Business Week, Scripps Howard News Service. He was a nationally syndicated columnist for Creators Syndicate. In 92, he received the Warren Brooks Award for Excellence in Journalism. But the big thing he did was the head of policy on the economy for Ronald Reagan, the father of Reaganomics. And he was appointed as the Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy, the Assistant Secretary of Treasury for Economic Policy. And he joins us really to cover the waterfront here today, because he's really talked about what happened at the end of the Cold War and the deal that was made back then, a deal that was on the news at the time, a deal that there were even a lot of agreements made about the end of the Cold War, the end of the Soviet Union, but Russia wouldn't expand into NATO. NATO wouldn't expand into areas formerly controlled by Russia. And now I see New York Times articles saying that is not the case, that that is not going on, and that Ukraine doesn't even have any Russian history or anything, even though Russia was basically founded, almost 1,000 years ago by an individual that was actually living in Ukraine. And I've got some of the articles, even from the New York Times, previously admitting that. And so you've got all these geopolitical movements. What does it mean? What does the Nord Stream 2 gas line mean being blocked right now? What's happening with the Russian little green men, as they're called, inside eastern Ukraine? Where is all this brinksmanship going? And then he also wants to get into the question of, can America be saved? Does America have a future? These are some of the articles at Paul Craig Roberts' website. And Dr. Roberts, great to have you back. It's been a few years.
Thank you, Alex. I'm glad to be back with you.
Thanks for coming on. Wow, what a crazy world. Where do you want to start?
Wherever you do.
Well, we could start with inflation and the economy. We could start with the insanity of the deep state. We could start with the Russia situation, wherever you'd like to.
Well, the Russian situation could turn out to be a very serious one. And as far as I can tell, most of the people are unaware. Maybe we should start with that.
That's exactly where I wanted to start. For people that don't know the history of it or what's really going on, what's actually happening?
Actually happening is that the Russians, the Kremlin, have concluded that Washington is not going to pay any attention to the Russian security concern. Therefore, they're going through the motions of testing one last time if we will respond to their diplomatic efforts and get our threatening military forces off of their borders. I don't think that they believe that we are going to respond in any positive way, but they just want to check their own decision one last time before they get tough with us or whoever happens to be the target. So I haven't any belief that the negotiations, as they're called, by Washington will be in any way successful. They will simply convince the Kremlin that the United States has thumbed its nose at them one more time and will not accommodate the Russian security concerns. So what will they do? I think they have reached the conclusion that until the Kremlin demonstrates force, the West won't take them seriously. So I expect they will simply eliminate the military bases that we have constructed in Ukraine in the way that the Israelis do to threatening installments in Iraq and Syria and Lebanon. The Russians are quite aware that if the Israelis can do this, so can the Russians. So I suspect that we'll end up with a black eye, and at that point we might listen again to their security concerns. Now, what are these concerns? Well, the agreement was made with the Soviet Union, with Gorbachev, that if the Soviets allowed the reunification of Germany, the Washington would not take the advantage and move the NATO all the way to the Russian border. We were supposed not to put into NATO the Eastern European communist countries that were part of the Soviet Empire. So Gorbachev is going to let loose of all of this, and we were not going to immediately sign them up, or even at any time in the future, sign them up in NATO and have our military installations on their borders. Well, this agreement held during the George Herbert Walker Bush administration, but later in the Clinton years, Clinton dishonored the word of the United States government and signed up former Soviet provinces into NATO. I think the reason they did that was that the Soviet Union had collapsed after the agreement that was made in Gorbachev. And so Washington was not confronted with the same kind of Soviet power. Russia was in chaos, and they decided, Washington decided to take advantage of that. And did. And it stayed like that, Alex, until 2007, when Putin at the Munich Security Conference announced that the Russians did not accept the American unipolar world and that the Russians did not approve of the indiscriminate and irresponsible use of force by the United States against other countries. And the United States got very thorough tongue-lashing for its behavior and violation of international law. And Putin says, you know, we have to get along, and that's what international law is for, so that we all and work things out and get along together.
And then since then, Doc, they watched the U.S. destabilize and destroy Libya, destabilize and try to destroy Syria, and they said, okay, we're done, especially now as they move right up against the Russian border, including with nuclear weapons. How would we like it if Russia started taking over part of Mexico and moving troops up to our border? I would tell you, I wouldn't like that one bit.
Well, we may find out soon enough. You're right. I'm perhaps going on at too much length.
No, it's all very interesting. We're just going to break here in about a minute. I mean, you've laid this out. You warned this was coming on. I mean, 15 years ago on the show, you said this was going to be happening. We're now to the point you've been warning about the whole time, and I really want you to give us your expert take on how you think this could unfold.
Okay. Well, again, and we saw in 2014 when Obama thought he was going to invade Syria, the Russians stepped in and prevented it and defeated the mercenaries that we had sent there to overthrow Assad. And then a few years ago, he announced the array of new Russian super weapons. He announced their hypersonic
missiles. Stay there, Doc. This is riveting, and you're a real historian because, not as an economist, you were there in the government when this was all going on, and then as a journalist covering it, and you've been dead on predicting all of this, and this is the big issue. We'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Former chief advisor on the economy to Ronald Reagan, former Wall Street Journal editor, author, columnist is here with us. He was also part of the deals to get the Soviet Union to basically withdraw itself from areas of Eastern Europe as long as that was left as a buffer. That's historical fact. We've covered it ad nauseum. But now I've got New York Times article saying it doesn't exist. And here's one that goes even further, because he's the one saying, am I going on too long with history? No, I don't think he is. I was just bringing this up to current date. But let's go back for a moment and go back to where he left off. Russia-Ukraine conflict lies in the bones of an 11th century prince. This was on January 1st, just last week. And they go on to say, no, Russia really doesn't have a claim to Ukraine. Yes, this Yaroslav the Wise, almost 1,000 years ago, did basically found the modern Ukrainian and Russian culture and their common law and all their systems. But that doesn't really matter. Ukraine belongs to Europe. Well, yes, Ukraine has some European roots, also some Russian roots. It doesn't matter. Russia was basically founded, and the Russians know this, in eastern Ukraine. That's in history books. So the idea that they have no claim to that and that NATO troops can be coming in and all these heavy weapons could be given to them, including by Trump, is an act of war. I'm not a Russophile, but I don't want war with Russia. I don't want to start a war with Russia. It's just insane. So I think that's some of the background history there, but you got up to the point of now. Russia said no in Syria. They've shown what they're going to do. And I think what you're saying is you're predicting that if push comes to shove, the Russians aren't going to back down. Is that what you're saying, Doctor?
Of course they're not going to. They've made that clear. And you're right. Ukraine has been part of Russia for longer than the United States has existed. So, but it's not a question of a Russian claim to Ukraine. Russia is not making a claim to Ukraine. What they're saying is, we're not going to allow you to turn Ukraine into another hostile a country armed by the Americans with NATO bases on our border. We're not going to allow that. In fact, we really aren't going to tolerate your bases in Poland and Romania. And so you're too close to our doorstep and you need to pack up and go home. And they're not asking us to do this. They're telling us. And they're telling us that, or telling Washington, doesn't have anything to do with me and you, telling Washington, if you don't do that, we're going to throw you out. And they mean it, and they're certainly capable of doing it. So I think the fact that Blinken and the NATO functionary and Biden and so much of the idiot prostitute media, they have already dismissed any sort of accommodation with the Russian security concerns. And so the Russians see that, and so they don't expect any diplomatic success. So
and they also got snuck attacked by Hitler in Operation Barbarossa and lost 20 million people over 3.5 years. So it's recent in their racial memory of being snuck attacked and killed. And the Russians talk about that. They talk about that a lot. And then we have U.S. senators in both parties threatening first strikes, sneak attacks with nuclear weapons against Russia. That is so damn dangerous. Would you like to explain to people in international military parlance what that means? Because from my lay understanding, Dr. Roberts, when you say I may attack you first with nuclear weapons, you've opened up them being able to attack us now because we just threatened to attack them. And this is very dangerous.
Yes, you're completely right. I think the effect is that the Russians have concluded that the whole purpose of us ringing them with bases and making these threats is to destroy their sovereignty, to make them compliant with American hegemony. And they've already said some many years ago that they were not going to accept that. And they have tried with diplomatic efforts along the way to make us consider the situation from their standpoints. Like you said, how happy would we be with Russian bases on the Mexican border, the Canadian border? We wouldn't be. We would be uneasy about it. And they're uneasy, and we make them more uneasy with all these threats about nuclear attacks on them and so forth. And with constant accusations. I mean, the constant accusations against Russia. So they're going to bring that to an end. I can't tell you who they'll strike first. Most likely, it will be the American bases that have been built in Ukraine. And the effect of it, of course, Washington will immediately say, see, we told you the Russians are aggressive, they're a threat, they've done this, that, and the other. And Washington will try to use it to solidify its hold on Europe through NATO. On the other hand, the Europeans may see, hey, look, the Russians have had enough, the Americans can't do anything about it, but we are exposed. We don't want to be exposed to this conflict. And perhaps then the Europeans start leaning on us. Look, you know, the Russians have a point of view after all. Why are you on the borders? They're not doing anything except in response to the pressures you put on them. So I think that's sort of the attitude in the Kremlin. It may work out that the way you get accommodated is you show that you have the force to enforce it.
Well, let me ask you this historical question. I follow some of the foreign news. I follow Japanese. I mean, I follow Russian. I follow it all. And the Russian news is pissed at Putin that he's not doing more. And even in international polls, something like 90% of Russians know what's happening. So if the West wanted to weaken Putin, it's not weakening him the way they think. They're actually, the Russians are getting mad that he is allowing this to even go on from what I've seen. So far from him losing support, it's actually the opposite. The Russians are getting pissed off.
Yes, that's true. They've had enough. They've had this fill of the arrogant, disrespectful treatment they have received, not just from Washington, but from these European punks, Stoltenberg. He's just a flunky, giving orders to Russia. I mean, it's so funny. And I think the Russians have had enough. They've been putting up with it now for, two decades. They're tired of it. They're not going to take any more of this. And they're not going to take any more the prospect of our bases on their border. It's just not going to be accepted. And so as we have shown, we're going to ignore them. They're going to throw us out. It's going to be that simple.
All right, Doc, we got to go to break. I want to come back and just finish up on where you see this going briefly. Then I want to shift gears to America and the mess that is here. January 6th, you've been critical of these so-called vaccines as well. So I want to cover the waterfront with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Straight ahead, you can find his books and more of his writings at paulcraigroberts.org. And he says he'll do the whole hour. We'll do the whole hour for him because I've got all these other subjects he can get into as well that are so incredibly important. But I think the way he puts it here really boils it on down that, you know, do the Russians understand how insane the people are that run our country? In fact, we'll talk about the mindset of this neocon leftist movement with Dr. Robert straight ahead. Three very important life-saving words: vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we're going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller. And it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your vitamin mineral fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
And Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is with us. He's been coming on the show 16, 17 years. And boy, what he talked about way back then, the coming conflict with Russia, is now here. And so he's with us till the end of the hour. Next hour, I'll open the phones up and take your phone calls on a host of issues. But Dr. Roberts, you wrote an article that I see was out yesterday. Does Russia understand she is dealing with lunatics? And that's what I see out of the West ruling class, is just people that want power, period, and want to tear down society. And we see all these statements about collapsing civilization by Klaus Schwab to save the Earth. Don't they get a giant nuclear war will probably kill the life on Earth, or at least damage it for thousands of years? I mean, it just has destruction written all over it. And compared to the statesmen that we had just a few decades ago, it seems like our elites are degenerating extremely quickly. Is that an accurate statement? How would you describe the makeup of these lunatics?
Well, Alex, with regard to the Russian situation, as you know, the American foreign policy has been taken over by the neoconservatives, and they are wallowing in the hubris of their exceptionalism. We're so exceptional, and we're omnipotent. And so it's this notion of American hegemony over the world that makes them unable to understand the Russian point of view. Get off our doorstep. So they can't even understand why the Russians are upset. And so they turn it into an act of aggression on the part of the Russians. So it's impossible for them to even comprehend how dangerous the situation is. Now, the wider question to do with Klaus Schwab and all of that, that's a different form of idiocy. And it is independent of the current brewing problem with the Russians. And so really what it comes down to is that the inability of people who are so full of themselves to see anything outside their own aura of glory and power.
And Dr. Roberts, you just hit the nail on the head there, that you have competing global hegemonic delusions of grandeur, of megalomania, with the neocon military-industrial complex that is, in many areas, sublimated itself into the great reset corporate dream of corporate world government and world IDs and world social credit scores. But the two systems, if you really study them, are actually in collision course with each other in ways. And then you talk about delusion. I've been around, as I know you have as well, some of these globalists, pretty high-level ones, and they really are like on insane power trips. They think they're invincible, and a lot of them are really incompetent. They just represent trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars of fiat currency. And as they say, pride goeth before a fall. This really gets me concerned.
Yeah. Well, you're right to be concerned. And I think we'll learn in the coming days that the Russians have had enough, and we'll see some demonstration of force. And there's nothing we can do about it. Look, I just saw recently a month-old news release from Pravda that the Russians had ordered all of their nuclear submarines to sea on full war basis. And this is not to attack us, but it's to be positioned so that when they deal with the unwelcome bases on their border, that we'll be constrained from doing anything stupid because the forces are already deployed. And when this recognition becomes widespread, we may see more realistic behavior in Washington and in the EU. But at the moment, there's no sign of any realism.
Exactly. So the Hollywood mindset of hating the Russians and all that we see now, you know, invading into the whole neocon system that goes back to the Trotskyites, you know, being kicked out and coming through Mexico into the U.S. and taking over the Republican Party, all because of that delusion. We have the DEFCON system moving up the scale here, and we have the nuclear war clock moving closer to midnight.
Yeah. Well, I think the only way it would become a nuclear war, you see, the United States has no capability of fighting Russia or China in a conventional war. But if they got involved in one, the United States would be quickly defeated. And so they would probably be too proud to accept that. And so that's when they would bring in the nukes. It would be their last chance to save face from a defeat. So there is that danger of nuclear war, but everyone everyone needs to understand is it's the United States that's pressuring Russia, and has been for two decades. It's not the Russians doing this. And what they are doing is in response. And they've been very, very low-key about it until now. They've run out of patience, so we'll just have to see what happens. It's out of our hands.
So is it fair to say, putting up the DEFCON system, the Russians have a similar program, that we are going between 2 and 1 now, because 2 is get ready to deploy, and then going into 1 is have been deployed or being deployed. So the Russians are moving their forces around in case when they do conventional strikes, NATO and the U.S. attack them with nuclear weapons, then we go to full nuclear war. So they're literally putting us into a Mexican standoff position, saying you can't make that move.
Well, I think that's what they're doing. I mean, they don't want any kind of war, much less a nuclear war. But they have realized that they've got to take some action to protect themselves. If we have bases all around their border, and, you know, in recent we tried to do the same thing in Kazakhstan that we did in Ukraine, to then present them the same problem in Central Asia that they have with Ukraine, with a hostile
So you think that was an attempt in color revolution, what we just saw?
Oh, of course it was, yeah. Of course it was. I mean, it was obvious. It was the most obvious thing that it was an attempt to... See, the border Russia has with Kazakhstan, I think, is the biggest foreign border it has.
It is anyway. It is the biggest contiguous land border in the world. I looked it up this morning.
So, it was definitely a CIA operation. You know, that kind of spontaneity doesn't happen. It has to be organized. And it was armed. So there's no doubt about it. But the Russians had learned their lesson from Ukraine and from Belarus. And so they didn't just sit there and let it happen like they did in Ukraine. So, and neither did the president of Kazakhstan. He didn't do what the Ukrainian president had done and give up and flee. He said, nope, shoot them down, stop it. And he called in all of the security forces in that Central Asian group, of which Russia is a part of.
And also, so, they've now arrested the ex-intelligence chief claiming he worked for the CIA.
That's entirely possible, yeah. It's entirely possible.
So is this the controllers of Biden in brinksmanship triggering this operation to destabilize and make Russia think twice? Because I would think that would put Russia into more of a doomsday scenario with stuff like this going on.
Yeah, it's independent of Biden. It's been going on for a long time. You know as well as I do, the deep state is not under the president's control. That's the other way around.
Okay, we just saw a huge demonstration of that. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, one of the smartest political minds in the world, paulcraigroberts.org. We'll get big picture from him and talk about what happened to Trump, the deep state, January 6th, the inoculations in a 10.5-minute long segment coming up. Please don't forget, they're trying to shut us down. They're attacking us on every front. The media is lying, and we have all these extra funds. It's not true. We need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. 5 days left on the big sale. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We got more information with Bill Gates, Atlantic Monthly, and others tied to the big pedophile rings. That's coming up next hour, and your phone calls, and so much more. But remember, Paul Craig Roberts was the editor at the Wall Street Journal, best-selling author, worked for some of the biggest news services out there. He wasn't just the chief financial advisor of the U.S. government under Reagan. PaulCraigRoberts.org, and he's writing big articles on his site with the headlines, "The population is being killed off with COVID mRNA vaccines." And that's a January 6th report. And then he just shows the British Medical Journal. Well, let me show you some more documents. The UK Health Security Agency just came out Friday. You're more than 75% likely to get sick or die if you've had the shot. And when you take a third shot, the statistics are even higher. I did a whole hour on that, the first hour. And then I've got another report of a major university, Department of Political Science, University of Alberta, with a worldwide analysis of government numbers showing the same levels, much higher levels of mass death. A major insurance company owners have come out and said we're seeing a 40% increase in overall death, ages 18 to 64. You, sir, are a famous statistician and economist. I would say that's your main thing. You wear a lot of hats. So that means you can look at statistics, and you talk about some of these in your article. This is overwhelming. I mean, even I myself know this is going on, but I have trouble getting my mind around something so obvious. Because if you and I know this, and if the CDC documents back in October of 2020 said they thought all this would happen in adverse reactions, then what is the bigger plan in all of this? Please give us your analysis on that.
You know, that's a very difficult question to answer. I mean, we know for sure that profit for the pharmaceutical companies is behind this fake pandemic and the vaccine. We know also that it's being used throughout the world, particularly the Western free world, to destroy civil liberties for government control over people. And as you said, since everyone now knows that the vaccine is more dangerous than COVID, why do they keep trying to coerce vaccination of everyone? And so it kind of suggests that when you try to coerce people to take a vaccine that you know is going to harm them, are you actually trying to shrink the population? So the circumstantial evidence just from that suggests that, yes, there's some kind of population controls program behind this. When we have this, I forget his name now, but he's the expert on vaccine patents, any kind of prescription medicine patents, and he has testified several times, and I have links to his presentations on my site, that they've been working on first the virus, on creating COVID, and on the vaccine for years they've been working in this. Well, it was presented to us as an unknown new development that just showed up. Well, he says, no, that's not the case. There are 4,000 patents, he says, on this virus dating back to the late 90s. Well, I couldn't say that that's true or not, but he says it is, and he is an expert on these patents dealing with medical treatments. So,
well, Doc, let me just back you up. I'm not a bioscientist, and I'm not an expert on the patents, but I did go look, and they did release in the last year and a half Fauci emails where they're developing a COVID SARS airborne virus that has these properties. It's the same virus combinations. And they tell the vaccine makers months before we ever hear about Wuhan in 2019, start producing the vaccines now. So they didn't just suddenly and, you know, oh, have a vaccine and one day they developed. They had been obsessed with this combination for, as you said, decades, and were building it and developing it through Peter Daszak as their cutout. There was a big brouhaha about it in 2015. When scientists in the U.S. said we should not be developing this here in the U.S. at Chapel Hill, so they moved it to Wuhan. I mean, the paper trail is just insane on this.
Yes, that's true, and that's now public records. The thing is, it's harder to establish that than it is to establish the fact that the vaccine destroys what the vaccine does. It turns your own immune system into a weapon against your own body. This is what is now known. So when you take that vaccine, you are causing your own immune system to attack your own vital organs. And so what are called adverse reactions, they're not exactly adverse reactions. It's not like you're having an allergic reaction to the vaccine or something like that. The vaccine actually turns your own immune system into a weapon against your body. And a lot of the scientists say once you've had a shot, you've got that problem for the rest of your life. If you get double vaxxed, it's worse. If you get double vaxxed and boosted, it's even worse. You get a second booster, it's even worse. And so the more of this stuff they dump into you, the more effective your own immune system is as a weapon against you. So this is easy to establish. It's now established. There are links to all the papers on my site. And so why are these scientists censored and shut down and fired? Because they're telling the truth, and the truth exposes the situation. Well, the authorities know this. They also know that children don't have a bad effect from COVID. They don't really catch it. It doesn't do much to them. But the vaccine causes heart attacks in little kids. And yet they're insisting on vaccinating little kids. Well, now, when you are determined to coerce people to take a vaccine that's going to injure them, kill them, then that does imply that you're up to no good. This is not a mistake. It's not that the authorities don't know the bad effects of the vaccine. It's not that they don't know that the vaccine is killing more people with COVID. They do know that. They also know that the vaccine does not protect. That's why you have to have the booster. That's why you have to have the second booster. That's why you have to continue wearing masks. They agree the vaccine doesn't protect, and yet they insist that people have to have the vaccine in order to be protected. But they know it doesn't protect. And, of course, the media never says a word about this. We're devoid of any media other than, you know, programs like yourself. And so you have to then say, well, look, this is not a mistake. This is intentional. They're killing people on purpose.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Roberts, I think they have a name for this. It's evil. And it's a collusion of big corporations and corrupt governments and the media really believing they can get away with total murder. And if you look at Klaus Schwab and their ideology, they're into depopulation. And I think you said it. That's what this is. But thank God people are at least waking up. I don't see how they thought they'd ever get away with this. I mean, this is just wild.
Well, they get away with it because they control the media. Well, the media is controlled by them, the grants, the advertising revenues. plus, the vast majority of the people, they don't think about this. They listen to what CNN says, what the news say. Okay, that's for them the reality. The reality is handed to them by the prostitutes, by Fauci, by the people running the show.
And that's why getting this out is so important. Join us. Again, it's been too long. I see you doing a lot of interviews. You're doing great work. PaulCraigRoberts.org. People can find his great articles and books there. Thanks for fighting so hard for freedom.
Okay, Alex, and you too. You fight as well. I know you're going to keep on.
I will. Thank you, sir. All right. I'm going to go to break, come back, cover news, and take your calls. But speaking of hanging on, they are trying to shut us down so hard. They are coming at us with every dirty trick and every lie and every system you can imagine because we're over the target, ladies and gentlemen. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and know that's how we get 98% of our funding. And buy the books, the films, the T-shirts, the storable foods, the high-quality supplements, X-Tube, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, Key to Your Immune System, The Missing Link, back in stock, 50% off. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion has all the vitamins, all the minerals, everything. It's 50% off, but that sale's got to end in just a couple days. It will end this week. It's 50% off. It's as close as selling out. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We've had to build our own infrastructure, and thanks to you, we've done it together. But now is the main fight this year. They're planning to stage big events before the midterms in 302 days. Stay with us. Hour number three, straight ahead.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I am recording.